Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Colton Gordon for Indianola Boys Track. Colton, thank you very much for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about your expectations coming in for this season for track and kind of what you wanted to accomplish.
I wanted to just get better, get faster, because I like football, and track obviously helps for every sport, but I feel like it helps for football a lot.
Well, obviously the Indians had a fantastic football season, so kind of talk about how you felt after that, knowing that you had the winter to train to try and get faster for track, and then obviously coming around for next football season.
Yeah, I was super excited, and we put in the work. We do a lot for track, get faster, and I was just super excited, and it was kind of sad with the whole coronavirus, not being able to have a track season.
Well, yeah, let's kind of talk through what happened the day of and your feelings on when you found out that there wasn't going to be a track season. I know it's not an easy subject to talk about, but just kind of walk me through that day.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing just because you work hard and you want to have a good track season, and it also helps for a lot of other sports. And to not have that was just really sad because it's a lot of opportunities lost right there.
Well, something Coach Kluver for football and Coach Oliver for track talk a lot about is, you know, being the multi-sport athlete, being versatile. So kind of talk about what you wanted to do in track in order to get faster for football or vice versa.
I just wanted to, you know, do really good in track and work hard for my speed, because it's obviously fun for running in track, and that helps. You do good in track, you're going to get faster, you're going to have a better football season because you're going to be quicker.
I know that there was a lot of goals set for this year, individual goals and team goals for the boys track squad. I know the 4x100 last year really broke some school records. I know that there were some other kind of events that were really looking to kind of push the envelope a little bit. Did you have any thoughts about doing that?
I'm not the quickest on the team, so no, but I'd obviously like to help the guys that did beat those records to try to get a faster record, and I know they were planning on doing that. But just working hard and being there with them helps them a lot.
Well, I know, again, the team culture kind of relied on some of those seniors, so talk about what the upperclassmen you kind of learned from them in terms of being an athlete and something that you want to carry on through your next couple of years.
I feel like the upperclassmen always just try to have you show you that you got to work as a team and you got to be there, be at every practice. Can't get lazy, and you just got to work, and it'll work out.
What has been your interactions with your teammates, if you've kind of talked to any of them, of how are they doing dealing with the cancellation? And I know a lot of people are trying to get some summer sports in or even looking ahead to next school year.
Yeah, just a lot of people are starting to get back into working out because they've left the gyms open, and we've all just kind of been talking, trying to get us all into the gyms and get ready for whatever season's next, whether it's if there is baseball or if maybe football, whatever's the next season that we're ready for it.
Well, yeah, and how's that off-season workouts? I know not quite the off-season, but how's that been going for you? It's something everyone's kind of had to get creative or wait for the gyms to open, like you said.
Yeah. We just have to get creative, and now that the gyms are opening back up, just getting into the gym and making sure you're getting everyone else in the gym so that we can all be ready for whatever's next.
All right. Well, what are your plans for the future? Getting ready for next football season, I'm assuming, and what are your plans for next year at Indianola?
Just getting ready for the football season, and then hopefully everything's back to normal and we can have whatever get from football into basketball and in the track.
Well, thank you very much, Colton. Really appreciate it, and best of luck in the future.
Yep, thank you.